these are two carriers. Today's date is 09/10/2025. Dictation is for Joseph Shagnessy, spells S-H-A-U-G-H-N-E-S-S-Y. Joseph spells J-O-S-E-P-H. Date of birth is 11/13/1955. This is a 69-year-old gentleman here for a lab results period. Next paragraph, patient indicated that he was seen here recently on June 9, 2025. Have some labs drawn in there to review those results. Period. Okay, this is his last. Since the last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today it says he has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient indicated that his roommate advised him that he snores loudly and will stop breathing while he is asleep. The next line, he denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line, he denies polyuria, polydipsia. Next line, denies headache, denies nausea, vomiting, denies blurred vision or double vision. Period. Next paragraph. A physical exam is alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 145/100, pulse 64, respiration 18, respiration 20, temperature 96.9. Period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro is alert, oriented, and three cranial nerves, two tones normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Patient assessment and plan. Assessment number one is diabetes type 2, poor control. Assessment number 2, obesity. Number 3, vitamin D deficiency. Number 4, hypercholesterolemia. Patient is on atorvastatin, but it does not seem to be helping with his cholesterol. Patient's cholesterol today is 4, triglycerides. Triglyceride is 466, total cholesterol is 233, and his HDL cholesterol is 27, period. His glucose today is 484. We did a finger stick in a clinic because his glucose is 333. He was given a liter of normal saline. After on completion of the fluids, is a finger stick repeated. This finger stick this time is 318. The patient was educated on the importance of maintaining his blood sugar within acceptable levels, to take his medication as prescribed. He's currently only on glyburide. He declines metformin. He said he had metformin in the past. And quote, hates the side effects, close quote. Next paragraph, I will start this patient on Ozempic. 2 milligrams/3 mL. He will start at 0.25 milligrams sub-Q weekly for 90 days. He was given 3 mils. In the meantime, while waiting for the Ozempic, I will start this patient on Januvia. 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. He will have 2 refills in event his Ozempic is delayed, period. Next medication, patient advised to DC atorvastatin and to start gemfibrozole. 600 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. No, for 30 days. With 2 refills. That is, I will see this patient again in about a month and repeat his labs. If there's no response to gemfibrozole, I will send this patient to a dietitian. However, if he gets a good response, he has 2 refills to continue with this regimen period. The patient was given a Dexcom 7 for his glucose monitoring. As he's indicated, open parentheses, the correct correction, open quote, I hate sticking my fingers, close quote. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.